it feels like because of my love for life, I like to speak about death and title is Die Before You Die. So Hafiz again says, just sit here right now. Don't do a thing. Just rest. For your separation from God is the hardest work in this world. Let me bring you trays of food and something that you like to drink. You can use my soft words as a cushion for your head. So, this for your separation from God is the hardest work in this world. By reading this, I just feel how accurate it is, you know. Like we keep on wanting to change many things in our life and within. But ultimately, like if we look in everything, what we find is this somewhere like separation or friction. So in a way, acknowledging this separation, which brought us here. So again, it's not like now to start a fight against separation. It is more like it needs to be this way. Like it is inbuilt in human beings to become separate from. When we are born, there is a hard work of becoming separate from. And that is crucial to be. No? Like I remember this time with Gayatri, like my daughter, like where it really felt like somewhere she didn't exist by herself. Like there is a time in which she's out of the belly, but still she's one, no? Like it's not, she doesn't exist separate from me. Like it's as if, like we are one thing, no? And I also remember like in this, like holding her and breastfeeding for hours and hours and hours. And still now, and but in the beginning, like looking into the eyes, which, you know, I never thought that could be this way, you know. So many things you learn by doing anything in life, but this is like, I remember this time, like looking into her eyes and not finding a person behind. So it was like the safest eyes to look into. There was nothing, just like a, like open universes, you know, like nothing written on them, like really like open and no, nothing, sense of no one is looking at me. Like it's as if like universes are looking at me, but nothing personal, no? And that was very like strong. And also to see after a few months how something was started to be written on those universes, like how she started to become herself, you know. And that is like, I no one told me this somehow, like I didn't take it from anywhere, no? I was left with this process with her, no? I just like seeing her like becoming her, and how many years of that still to go, you know. Like now, like she is her, like clearly, but how many years still for her to become her, like from any of us to become ourselves. So it is inbuilt, it is essential for human beings to become ourselves, like separate from our mother, our father, whatever. No? And that makes us survive in this world. Like the sense of me makes possible to put food into my mouth and live, you know? So it is like super healthy, like it needs to be there, you know, this. But of course then when we go into the meditation world, spiritual world, whatever, we find ourselves as if we have to kind of rewind. Not totally rewind, but kind of like find a path back into union. So all that which was built and was crucial and necessary, then we need to kind of somewhere erase. And if we have this grace of at some point in our life to feel the pain of separation, then this is finding gold mine, you know, this place where you find gold. I never found, but you see in the movies people finding gold and being very excited about. So this thing, like somewhere that you dig and find gold, you know. So like if we feel this pain of separation, when that comes, like instead of like saying bad words against that, we could sing a song of gratitude, you know. Because from that pain, like we will be led into union. Like only by feeling this separation and this uneasiness or friction of not belonging, we can say, we can find a way into union, you know. Otherwise, we just keep enjoying whatever the neighbor tells us to enjoy, you know, which is also an option, as we know. And somehow this deep belief of separation it doesn't necessarily has to do with what is happening right now, you know, like, but again, like it becomes a belief, you know, belief. You know, when something becomes belief, it doesn't need to be experienced, no? Like, but it becomes into somewhere stuck in us, you know. And in this belief, somewhere like subtle, there is the sense of not belonging somehow, and also like as if life is against us. So we need to push through life to find our way. Like to do my dream, I have to like push through. I have to make it, you know. Instead of recognizing that life is with us and that ultimately like that which comes as a seed in our heart is for us. Like that which comes as seed in our heart is not like to make us jealous. And to be left with empty space. But is like for us, you know. But it feels to me like very little live, very little people live from that place in the touching world, how to say, in real world, you know. In the everyday real world. So, in living life with us, instead of against us, we find fluidity and a very deep joy, which is not like emotional up and down joy because of, you know, because I had ice cream today or things like that, you know. But somewhere, this life with us brings us into a place of fluidity, I would say, in which life becomes so much fun. Like this is, you know, what I can say. That it becomes fun, like instead of struggle and pushing through, it becomes fun. And it doesn't necessarily need to mean that from then on everything is super fun in terms of what we understand as super fun, you know. It's not like we spend all day long on the beach, you know. Things keep going as they are. And in that as they are, we find fluidity and deep joy and much fun. I always remember in this, in the Christian tradition, when Jesus says, "No, this the Father and I are one." And I still don't understand how we manage to listen to that, you know, and think that he means that he has this exclusive oneness with the Father, and everyone else is kind of out of that exclusivity, you know. We read that as if, theologically, is because he's half human, half God, you know. But it is so stupid, no? Like, how can we come to this reading when he is saying, like, my Father and I are one? How is that we don't understand that he's saying, like, you are one, you know? Instead of, like, it feels to me like we have this tendency to read, like, ah, he must have had a very nice experience or very nice life, no? He had the luck to be one with the Father. And he's doing, like, we do like this in Spain, we do like this, you know? Like, as if, I have it, you don't, no? We read it this way. I see many people reading it this way, no? Yeah. I'm one with the Father. Na 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 na, like a kind of, you don't, you know. Instead of like, listen the good news, you know. I'm one with the Father, you know. Everything is one with the Father, you know. Whatever Father, we can put another world if our Father was nasty to us, you know. Which could be the case, I know, you know. So. How we choose to be excluded from that possibility when we hear about our reality, we can say. We hear it, we read it, and still we choose to not join that, no? Somehow. What? Choose not to.
Choice again.
Good. We have to have a talk about this. Okay. But innocently, as children, we could feel the sense of, like, must be something else. Yes, I understand we need to learn mathematics and language and who wrote this, who wrote that, you know, which, you know, okay, we can learn that. But must be something else also, you know. And it's just like this inner common sense, you know. This cannot be it all. Like, this, like, struggle or being put into life without asking my permission. You know, anyone remember if they ask your permission to be put into life, like into this body? We can remember, but, you know, in general, we don't remember. We are put here and, like, left on our own to figure out, kind of. And it must be something else, you know. It must be some other way, which is not me and my struggle, you know, or me and my having to push it through to be happy, no? It must be like something else in this movement also. I always remember this movie which changed my life when I was 11, this St. Francis of Assisi, and at some point he is brought into the main square of the town, like in the middle of the plaza, no? And the bishop is there waiting, and all this police and everyone. And they are trying to blame him, no? And he just says, like, there is like, if the goal of life is this mere kind of like coming and going of the everyday life, then this is not for me, you know, he says, like, it must be something else. Human being is spirit, he says, has a soul, you know, like something alive within, you know. And he says, and this is what I want to listen to, and this is what I want to live for. Kind of, and saying that, the bishop could not find anything to blame, no? So he said, like, I want to become closer to the trees, you know, San Francis, how he was, like, to the rivers, to the sky, to the birds. Like, I want to become that. And this, without knowing what this something else is, but that, if we listen, like, has enough strength or pull to pull us. This simple question, like just this kind of suspicion that it has to be something else, you know? And we keep forgetting that suspicion, you know? We keep like comforting ourselves, and then death comes in front of our nose. Like someone we love dies, like something like this, and then we, oh yeah, must be something else, you know. And then next week we kind of go downhill again, accepting everything, no? But if we can keep in touch with this pain of separation and keep this suspicion alive, like it must be something else, then this has a very powerful driving force. Like it is, for some people this is unstoppable, you know? World could collapse and they would keep on finding this, you know? For some of us, like this is like this, no? Like, and it is just born from this kind of little girl, little boy common sense that must be something else. It could even start like, okay, the teacher is telling like 2 and 2 are 4. But who decided that? Who decided that, you know, that we are all having to learn? You know, it must be something else, you know, anything can trigger this. It's not like, but importance is like to be triggered by, you know, to allow this, what triggers our heart, like, to trigger our heart, to feel the discomfort of that trigger and follow that, you know? Then, like, everything is, like, no land is too far, you know? And in that, following that, we start to feel like some, we start to build or develop like a more subtle way of tuning into that, you know? And bringing together this must be something else and that which is my inbuilt quality, we can, how to say that? Starting to have a sense of loving our own expression, our own way of getting close to that, you know, which it is extremely genuine and extremely intimate and extremely unique. So there is nowhere we can look and fish ideas to copy. We could open the eyes and see ideas, but those ideas can only be like kind of eaten, digested or transformed and born from us. So this sense of like life is with us and there is something that is my own music that needs to be born, you know, and it is not my neighbor's music, you know, it is not my mother's music, it is my own music, you know, and it feels like so precious to listen to that, you know. And it takes time. It takes time. It's not like a ready-made song, you know. It is like this finding our place of belonging through deeply listening our abilities, you know, that which is totally for us. So in finding your own way, to union, to the flow of life, I ask you to be very picky. Like, don't agree with anything. Like, don't sign any contract, you know? And it will be extremely tempting because contracts will be passing by. And we all want to sell, like, to get the money now, you know? Especially seeing the world now, you better even take it out of the bank, yeah? So, in Spain at least, you just... So, having this patience, but not patience for patience, like patience for patience is kind of very boring. Like, we cannot ask a fiery heart to have patience. Like, that really pushes my buttons, no? Like, this is not, you know, possible. So, but to turn this fire in, to find your own particular taste, you know, and from that, like, you will find, like, moment to moment, the very specific but genuine gesture, and the next one, and the next one. But with this, we need to do this, we need to feel this, that life is with us, that there's no one like stealing our genuinity, you know, how to say, our texture, no? But that life is like, as we look in and embrace that, life is with us, pushing this up to the light, like to become gesture, like to become expression, to become things, you know, real. My mom says, real, this is real, meaning all the rest that you are doing is not. But anyway, she's like, this is real, really, real, real, this is real. I understand, Mama. And in this, they are dreams, no? And sometimes dreams are, you know, in spiritual world, like dreams are kind of ego games. And there is one way that it is true, but when it is really regarding to, you know, what you are made to give birth to, then it is not mere dream. It's not a, the words. It is not like a capricho, caprici, no. Yeah, no Spanish. Okay, it is not like, anyway, you know, if you want this instead of black, pink, apart, you know, like, what would that be?
Like a whim?
Okay, I don't know that. But yeah, anyway, we'd be like, it is not a detail, you know, whatever. It is not like out of, yeah. Like what kids have, I want this, not this, it's the same, you know. But it is really important, like it is not a detail, you know. So one thing is whatever mind makes up, and another thing is in following that which you are made to give birth of, you know, that. We do have permission, and we have to become kind of very, very, very subtle and very much like listening deep inside, you know? And it is this shape, and it is not that shape. And in having the patience or the fire to wait for the for that, then that keeps evolving into the next and the next, and the next, you know, and life really becomes like fluid and fun.
You were talking about dreams in the night,
no? No, I meant like, okay. No, sorry, yeah, right. good. No, I meant like whatever dream, yeah. And there is nothing also left behind, like in this looking in, that there is nothing that left behind, you know. We may feel at the beginning we just follow that, you know, but then everything joins that adventure and we find ourselves like embracing like all the aspects of life, like every single thing, you know? For some people this is like very, very important that nothing is separate from that, like from the beginning. For some other people they can kind of manage to have different sections. But it feels like, as you walk, everything likes to join that, you know? So, everything which is not that, dies. Or just dissolves, you know? Yeah, please.
Do you mean like everything that's not serving your purpose as you make your own path? Is that
right? So that could be one way, but what I meant more would be like all the aspects of life. Like it's not like you have job in one hand, like studies in another, kind of, you know, money separate. Like it all, like slowly, it all wants to join that, you know, with the same kind of golden thread, you know. It all wants to join that. Yeah. So I like to write this, to read this, because I mention it, so it don't be fair. This is Rabia, a mystic woman. She says, like, ironic, but one of the most intimate acts of our body is death. So beautiful appeared my death, knowing how then I would kiss. I died 1,000 times before I died. Die before you die, said the Prophet Muhammad. Have wings that feared ever touch the sun. I was born when all I once feared, I could love. This die before you die. And this have wings that feared ever touch the sun. That is the kind of passion needed. This is from this innocent, simple, must be something else. We start a movement. And this movement, like, has no end. Like, there is no, like, if we keep in touch with us, there is no possibility of stopping, you know. And we know that, like, many times we come to retreat, and after a while, and all these things popping up, and we kind of somewhere we really, really wish we never started this whole adventure, you know? Like, somewhere we really wish that, you know? But by then it is way too late. Now we are in the swimming pool, we have to swim, yeah? Otherwise, look, look, look. So, this. When we realize that we are in this swimming pool and we have to swim, and we find the love of that, like, we find this not as a kind of bad joke, but as a blessing. When we find this blessing of having felt the pain of separation, and we take it as blessing, then there is this movement that, if we really deeply listen to, like, it is fiery, you know. It wants to go. It wants to find out that which must be, you know. There is this image of the moth, like, going to the light and dying, you know, because the wings get burned. So this kind of thing, you know. Then she says, I was born again. I was born, really born, when all the things I was afraid of, I started to love. Like, when I started to love all that made me scared before. So this is the process of dying, you know. It is that beautiful, you know. It is not like blood and being hurt, you know. But it is this transformation in which you just see whatever is old like dissolving, even beautifully, and sometimes we even have the chance to say, to honor that, like to honor that which had been our best company for all this time, and to say goodbye to that, even, no? Like, because they are things that we love in life, and we see them going away, you know? Like, sometimes we say, no? Like, when we start this spiritual thing, then at some point we freak out a little bit, like, what about my friends, you know? Kind of. What about my kind of high school, you go high school friends? I will not find a way to relate to them anymore, you know? And it is kind of, if we think about that, there is something emotional that comes that makes us a little sad, we can say. No? Because we do know that if we stay, if we stay longer in India, it will be difficult to go back and just enjoy getting drunk Saturday night, you know? Like, it will feel like we can do it, for like we can do it to enjoy together a few times, but after a while it's like, I don't want to pay this high price, you know? This pain, you know? This kind of thing, no? Like, and with that, it goes like a very, like, there is sentiment in that. They are the good memories of having enjoyed that life. It's not that it's all crap. Like, that had been part of our life. Like, whatever it is, you know, like, the whoever you enjoy. Like, for me, it would be like going to the mountains with my friends, you know, like climbing and doing like whatever. And it was a moment of really like seeing how that is like just going away, you know? And even giving time to acknowledge that and to say thank you to that, whatever that is, that brought us here and that had been part of our lives, you know? But because the emotional kind of tie to that, that is not reason enough for us to not move on, you know? So life will keep changing and then we will find other friends, you know? So, but this sense of, because when we speak about die, yeah.
This period, like, I couldn't relate. I felt like really strange, and I could never express what I meant. And there was like this disconnection. But also, I found that when time goes by, actually, I feel another way to relate.
Yeah.
So now it sounds a bit like you said, like you leave friends behind, but you don't. Some friends I left behind, but that's actually really good.
Bye bye.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's
yeah.
Seeing that there is some kind of pain or something untrue, and then it's good. But it's like, yeah, it's also, I don't know, it's just something I just want to say that
it's
not that.
No, this is very, very beautiful, actually. Like, you have your friends that you relate to them one way, and you go on doing all these things, and one day you speak about whatever you are doing, and then you realize that they are also looking for love, you know? Like, you realize, like, another way. That is really, like, that sense of, from the ideas, no, when we think about dying, like, it's a bit kind of tragic, you know, it feels sometimes, but actually it is a very, could be a very beautiful just process, and actually things fall like in the right moment, like if we think now of letting go, it will be painful, like letting go of things that we are attached to, that would be painful. But like what happens is like we grow out of that, you know. It's like now I don't have any kind of feeling to sleep with my teddy bear, you know. But I had before, no? And was unthinkable to sleep without my teddy bear, no? And now it's kind of, well, now I went back because the kids keep bringing teddy bear. But you know what I mean? Like, you grow out of that. So that happens, but because of the next movement. No? So I don't know if there is any kind of question or thing. Yeah.
You know, the things that you were talking about, you know, like looking into the baby's eyes and, you know, seeing God and, you know, and many people say God, many people say Jesus, you know, and all of this. But, you know, before in time, people didn't used to do this and people didn't used to think this way.
To do what?
People had babies, of course, but they didn't look in their eyes and see them in this way, as, you know, being close to the Spirit, close to God, and...
Why not?
Well, they didn't because it wasn't a part of the culture.
I think every mother had the possibility to look into their baby's eyes and see beyond, like, forever and ever, no? I would think so, you know?
Well, I can remember when people first started talking about that, and I thought, well, what a beautiful way to see it, because we hadn't thought of it. I don't mean to be the devil or anything, but it's I think a lot of things are based upon the culture that we're brought into. Condition of life. Do we have everything that we need, or are we poor? Are we fighting a war? Are the parents struggling to stay alive? And just different like things like this as time goes on. And I think most of us have, in comparison with people of the world, have had very wonderful lives with very high ideals and wonderful thoughts. Many cultures do not believe, you know, in the individual person, you know, doing their thing and finding their way and all of this. It's just another value that happens to be ours
Yeah.
At this particular moment.
yeah. But you know, they are like, look, it says 12 sacred voices from East and West,
mm-hmm.
and from all the times, and they are all speaking about the same. What I mean is, like, there is the culture, it is true, and that is sometimes heavy, and this I agree, but for human to be human, that is, like, it seems to me that had been always possible under very different conditions, you know. Like, there is this I read in the other book, like, just, you know, like, we can get stuck in the culture, or we can see through that. No. Like, this woman, Rabia, who was, like, sold as a slave and then prostitute, you know, what that could be for a woman, and what she writes, you know, it is just has nothing to do with what we would think someone like slave and prostitute would be tied to feel and to live in this life. And she's just experiencing this union in that, you know. And she says, like, nothing, like, I can read, I read it other day, no? But basically, like, what a place of trials and transformation did my lover put me. God. But never once did he look upon me as if I were impure. Dear sisters, all we do in this world, whatever happens, is bringing us closer to God. So this is only like one example, but there are many, like, simple, it doesn't need to be in a book. Like, I have seen my grandfather's eyes, you know, living a war, two children dying in front of him, his own children. And, you know, there is no separation, you know. And that was there, you know, in an ordinary man selling shoes, you know, like no books or anything. So that is possible. Of course, some will always be tied to the culture and the heaviness of that. And some will always kind of feel stronger pull for whatever reason and find, be pushed beyond, whatever circumstance, no?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, you know. But we all had to go out of our culture. Like, we had something that moved us out to come here,
uh-huh.
and eat rice, chapati, spicy food, you know, and chai. I never had this before in my life in Spain, you know. And we go out because there is something stronger that pulls us out. So this is there, you know. Like, we could also be there having nice tomato bread, omelette.
Yeah. I think it's real complex.
Yeah.
Why people do
things. Yeah.
I mean, when I was growing up, I never expected myself to be living a huge long life over here.
Can I just share a quote that my mind every time I think of different parts of my personality that I'm attached to, and just like the fear of losing these parts of your personality. And it says, it's kind of funny, it says, I'm glad I don't like spinach, because if I did, I'd eat it, and I'd eat the stuff. It's the same thing with you in the back room. And did everybody get that?
No, no.
I'm glad I don't like spinach, because if I did, I'd eat it, and I hate the stuff.
I hate
it. I hate the stuff. I just like the spinach. It's the same thing with you, only backwards. And it's like that fear of, well, it's like if you liked the spinach, then it wouldn't be a big deal, so why are you scared?
Good, it makes sense to you, so that's important. Good. With passion, pray. With passion, make love. With passion, eat and drink and dance and play. Why look like a dead fish in this ocean of God? That's the question. Yeah. Someone? Wait, I'll tell you. It sounds like a fish, but drew me maybe. Friend Rumi? So maybe if we keep silent for a while together. May we all give time to feel this pain of separation. And become suspicious of that being our only possibility. And let our hearts feel this tiny must be something else for us. And go, go, go. No matter how many things we leave behind, how many times our way of going towards that changes. We just go and go. May everyone here and everyone everywhere can experience this life of fluidity, deep joy, and fun.